Hello students, welcome to the chapter on Technology in Services Operations Management. It is very easy to use the word technology, but very difficult to express what I mean when I say technology in services operations management, because I know that when it comes to technology, probably you guys would be more competent in terms of applying technology, using technology, especially the social media and other stuff. But when I talk about technology, I am not only focusing on social media or the platforms like Facebook or WhatsApp or LinkedIn, but I am focusing on the technology in terms of automation, technology in terms of computing, technology in terms of data management, technology in terms of processes management, and technology in terms of customer management. So technology has a big role, as we all know that technology is going to play a role. Now, we have already seen technology playing role in the market, retail markets, especially the retail online businesses. We have seen technology in banking, especially in ATMs and online credit facility system. We have seen technology in share market in terms of online trading. We have seen technology in terms of online ticket bookings. We have seen technology in terms of online examinations. So we are seeing actually technology is getting into literally every walk of our life. And therefore, when we talk about service operations management, and since services operations also fall literally in all walks of life, technology has a role there. But we will see here both pros and cons of technology. We will also see that all the investments which happen in technology, are they really worth? How are we going to face this issue of technology eating some of the jobs? How are we going to ensure that technology should create more jobs or should really take care of the cost? Or are really customers happy with the technology always? So all these things will be captured in this chapter, especially the technology part of it. And some of the important learnings which we need to have, or we are focusing here, is explain the role of technology in the services operations management. We also wish to share with you when to use the technology in the business system and when not to use. Overdoing of anything can be dangerous. Means, you know, we all have seen that when, especially in the music, you know, classical music, in one of the programs, Mr. Shankar Mahadevan said that okay, probably you are making tea and there is a masala dabba kept in front of you, and since you are feeling that, can I make a better tea, and you start putting all the masalas also, probably the tea will be literally useless. So similarly, you should know what is something called appropriate technology in the business. You should know what is the right technology, what is the kind of right investment which can go, and how simple it can be, so that the users in the system should be happy about using the technology. We also need to understand the benefits which the businesses are going to derive out of that technology. There are always assumptions in the business that okay, if I use technology, probably I improve my business, without realizing that there are enough of benefits of the use of this technology in the business. So one has to actually see that how businesses can benefit, or how services can be improved, how cost can be removed or reduced, all that. Learn about investments in technology and its coupling with operations. So a lot of times when you are using technology, you actually decouple yourself with the operations, but that doesn't work. So we'll see all that as a part of our learning in this chapter. So as a part of introduction, wish to share that customer service management is important to all sizes, size business. Customer is important whether you are a large business service provider or a small service provider, but customers are important. And since customers are important, customer service management is equally important. The quality of service will either enhance or degrade customer loyalty. I don't have to talk about it. Customers have more alternatives than ever before. So customers are being offered left and right everything which they were offered yesterday, and now they are literally getting everything with the click of a button. So everything is being offered, so I have a lot of alternatives. The businesses that proves to be responsive to customers' questions, complaints or other needs can gain a clear competitive advantage. The businesses that are responsive, which we have already seen, that they need to be proactive. If you are proactive, if you know how to address the questions of the customers, if you know how to manage the customers' complaint, and if you know that how to manage customers, probably you are in the business and you have a clear-cut competitive edge in the business. It is so important to understand how new technologies can help anticipate customer needs. One is help anticipating customer needs. What is the actual need of the customer? Why this customer has come to my shop? So tailor business processes to best serve customers and ultimately improve the efficiency of business, keeping in mind that the cost have to be always considered while moving ahead for technology shift. So whenever you are moving with technology and whenever you are upgrading, you need to ensure one thing in business, and that is nothing but cost. So one has to be focusing on cost whenever you are talking about implementing of technology, because you are definitely thinking of improving your efficiency, but at what cost? Improving efficiency at what cost? Because efficiencies have improved, cost have also improved, and then there is a problem. So you have to take care of that correlation. So use of technology in customer service management, as the title of the slide says. So you all know that there are websites, you know, which are providing some of the best services, emails, communications through different means and methods of communication, softwares, again a part of technology which can help you better manage your customers, and sophisticated data tools, data gathering tools such as customer relationship management software, CRMs and all that, which can actually help you manage your platforms pretty nicely and in a very sophisticated way, so that you know what is happening at the customer's end. You also know what could be happening because of the trends created out of the software. So once your data is there, probably you have a lot of opportunity of data analysis. So technology in a big way is in use. We have seen definitely through online retail, which is why I'm giving example of online retail, because you are part of that business process and you are consuming that technology in the process. But why are we doing all that and why are we using technology? One is because we want customer loyalty. So it is important in service management to understand that give your customer what they want, when they want and how they want. Earlier it was only like we used to talk about understand the need of the customer. Okay, fine, need is this. So the question of what was fine and no. We also talked about place and but customers were supposed to walk into the shop and all that. But what we say that, okay, if some of the products you would like to receive at home, can I give it? Okay. And also, can I ensure that how he wants to? So, does he want to get it packed in a package, in the presentable form, gift form, or raw form, or all form? So, in whatever form probably customers are looking for, can I really give him that? So, if I start trying to understand the need, the place need, the utility need, the process need. If I start understanding all the needs of the customer, probably I know that now I have understood the customer and I can create a technology process or use technology to ensure that I deliver to the customer what customer is looking for, and then and or thereby creating customer loyalty. All said and done, whatever we have discussed in the slide is easy to discuss, but it is not easy to implement. So one has to ensure that how do you implement that? How do you ensure that you have a process in place which will help you deliver a customer when he wants? How do you ensure that you will deliver to the customer how he wants? So no, these are all practical challenges of implementing the business process, but all said and done, it is not impossible. Business should focus on following to achieve good results. One is data management and analytics, insight-driven services or self-service optimization, and workforce effectiveness. When I say data management and analytics, I have been talking about establishing correlation, understanding the trends, understanding the patterns of the customer. You would have seen today, now at least, when you visit say Amazon and you have bought something earlier, then probably they say that okay, last time you had bought something, and probably some of the other buyers who bought this also bought that. So patterns have been created, so data has been used. So no, or probably last time when you were buying this, you were also seeing this product. So no, they try to play around you. They also keep on ensuring you with your memory, so that no, probably there is a likely possibility of you buying that product. So I'm just giving you one example. Insight driven services. Now gaining insights into business from customer data, so that you can effectively serve the customer. These are some of the wonderful things that why customer or how customer could be thinking while buying. Now if you start getting into that, like a simplest example in the product industries could be like when you are buying say product called tea or coffee, their other product which is so correlated to tea and coffee could be sugar or could be milk powder. So if you can connect with that, or if you can bundle it with it, probably you can help the customer in making an effective decision. Now, I'm just giving you a very simple example, basic example, which we actually experienced during the entire lifetime. Streamlining and automating business processes to improve efficiency and keeping the cost low. So business should focus on streamlining and automating business processes to the extent possible. Wherever possible, automate. Wherever possible, use technology. But you have to see that your operation is not decoupled. You have to ensure that your efficiencies are high, but you will have to see that your costs are low. And that is the challenge. Self-service optimization, like finding ways for customers to interact with the business when they want. So now it is important that customers would love to do a lot of things on their own. Like you have IKEA as an example, that customers would like to assemble their furnitures, or some of the toy shops where customers would like to assemble the toys. So no, like there can be different options, but the whole thing is, see, means the two statements or the two examples clearly show that customer wants to do something, and can we allow him to do something, and that is important. And workforce effectiveness, encouraging staff to embrace new ways of improving customer treatment by providing enough of training to deliver better services. So if your businesses start focusing on all these 5 or 6 parameters in terms of data management, insight-driven services, streamlining the automation process, self-service optimization, and workforce effectiveness, I'm sure they are there for the business tomorrow. Some of the benefits of using technology could be increased productivity, increased collaboration, increased communication, better customer experience, speed and time, easier storage, improved sharing of information and automation. So when we say using technology, it is not only that you are using technology to see that you have a status in place. No, it could be purely in terms of enhancement of productivity or increasing the productivity. It could be collaborating with somebody. It could be communication. We'll see all these parameters on some of the slides so that you have more clarity in terms of what we are talking or what do you mean. So when I say increase productivity, we are saying increase the productivity while reducing the frustration of the worker. So workers may be getting frustrated, especially when you talk about say BPO industry or some of the industries where the employees get frustrated over a period of time and they leave the company. So can I still improve their productivity by reducing the frustration by using of technology? And if that is possible, I say it is a good use of technology. Can I use my technology and increase my productivity, thereby reducing my cost on a constant basis? Probably there I say, okay, please use the technology and optimize the technology use. I say increase collaboration. When I say increasing collaboration, I'm saying that with the use of technology, probably some of the information which was difficult to share, probably with the collaborative techniques or technology using web and all that, or using cloud, probably you can conveniently share the technology with lot many people. So this is where probably I think use of technology or right use of right technology can help you collaborate with your team, and a good team effort can be created, or team effort can help you enhance your business practices. Increased communication. I think this is something which has been happening now, and most of the corporates are now focusing on using technology in terms of your lease lines, in terms of your video conferencing, meetings. So everybody doesn't have to fly from one place to another to have meetings. Meetings can happen over technology, could be through lease lines, could be video conferencing, and thereby reducing a big cost. Probably initial cost of getting an online lease line and your cameras and all that could be little there, but probably over a period of time this cost becomes negligible cost in terms of somebody saving in terms of time of travel, tickets of flight and all that. So a lot of savings there, and you increase your communication and you increase your decision making, and you can also speed up your decision making by saving time. Better customer experience. When I say better customer experience, use technology here. Like when you see the first photograph, a lady having a credit card in her hand and using technology, means we are talking about online payments. If I talk about online payments or online purchases, probably customer is doing this using technology at his convenience. The other photograph which I have shown here is talking about, say, receiving an SMS after you have purchased and probably you have swiped your card. So after you have swiped your card, you receive an SMS on your mobile and it says, okay, your card or your account has been debited by so-and-so money because you made some purchase in so-and-so shop. So when that happens, you say, okay, somebody is observing me and is also updating me that this is happening. So you are feeling that, okay, this technology is really helping me to have a better informed decision rather. Speed and time. I think technology has been used by most of the organization to focus on speed and time. As I have said, shared with you earlier also, speed is the name of the game and time is the new currency, or has been the currency always. But realization is of late that time is very important and people need to understand the value of time. So when I say these photographs, the first is the obvious, these bullet trains, speed trains, where they can actually take care of a lot of speed and save your time. The second is the 3D printing, which is a revolution again in with the use of technology. So the photograph of a person, so that is a 3D printing, wherein probably you can actually print a three-dimensional photograph of something. You can create prototypes with this 3D printing, which can focus on reducing the cost and increase efficiency. Though there are some other negative effect, like some of the labor which was doing all this was doesn't get the jobs. So technology takes care of these kind of jobs as well. So this is where that speed and time is can be used and can be curtailed. Speed can be increased and time can be reduced with that. Easier storage. Earlier, if you have visited the banks or some of the government offices, and if you open the cupboard or if you have seen the open cupboard, you see only files and files and files and bunch of papers lying everywhere in the office. But I think with the digital storages like our hard disk, which are in now terabytes and all that, so with one hard disk, external hard disk, probably you have all the data of your life stored into that. Similarly, clouds happening where Amazon and some of the other Dropbox and Googles are putting all their data, making it very life very simpler and easier for everybody. So this technology has actually changed the way we used to live. Technology has helped us a lot in terms of sharing information. So now, means till yesterday, like especially in the teaching domain itself, the teachers had all the hold or proprietary right of having all the books and data. But now with the Google and other stuffs, this information sharing is important, or has become, means teacher doesn't possess the information, now it is available to everybody and it is available on the in the system. so on the internet, so available to everybody. So now that teacher is not the owner of the information. Knowledge, of course, teacher can have a better knowledge, but when we talk about information broadcast, so sharing of information is happening. Here in the second photograph, I wish to share with you that with the video conferencing, which is or with the video records, probably what I wish to share with you is being shared now online, and it could be there with you offline also. So you can continue to have, you know, whatever I have shared in terms of examples and some of the, you know, connect with the industry. Probably you can connect it faster because you're also listening to it. You are using it at your convenience. So technology is being used for sharing the information. Some of the service automations through technology, I will give you some of the examples from the airline industry, where you talk about baggage or the ticketing kiosk, wherein you just have to keep your baggage there. So there is a facility which can weigh your bag automatically and also create a tag, and you have to just paste the tag and it moves off. So you have reduced manpower there, you have reduced any hassles, and it is purely getting onto technology. Second is in terms of kiosk. So you have removed the queuing by putting in kiosk, because people can come and have at multiple kiosks. People have the possibility. There can be few queues, of course, with the rush in the peak periods. But when customer is doing himself, he is choosing his ticket or where he is choosing his window seat or what kind of seat he wants to. Probably he is happy about and he doesn't have to get into. So technology. Use again getting automation, reduction in cost by manpower reduction and reduction in queues. So a lot of management hazards, hassle of managing a queue is also reduced. Technology investment in service sectors have been disappointing. Now one thing, which is little different is, see, one is investing in technology or investing in technology for upgrading all that what we have discussed around 7 to 8 points, like communication, productivity, sharing of information and all that. But one has to be extremely careful that when you are investing in technology, is the company really making profit? So companies are relying too heavily on technology to achieve competitive edge. Some companies are saying, let us invest in technology and we'll get a competitive edge, but they are not realizing that probably technology alone cannot give you competitive edge. Technologies have to be coupled with your strategy. Technologies have to be coupled with your manpower. Technologies have to be coupled with your business strategy. Technology has to be coupled with the customer finally. So one has to be thinking all that and then probably roping in technology wherever possible. Companies thought they will leapfrog their rivals by use of technology. So we talk about speed and time, and some companies thought that if I do this, probably I jump and I become more profitable organization. May not. Technology alone does not corporate performance, does not corporate performance and profitability. So there is nothing called that if you have technology, you become profitable. So technology directly will not talk about profitability. It is the domain knowledge, it is the business, it is the value creation, it is the method of value creation, it is the simplicity, it is the customer, it is the people. There are so many parameters, there are so many tags which are attached to the word profitability, and one has to be identifying that whether my technology is going to be the driver or no. And if it is technology, then what is the right technology? Employees play a large role. So I would say that employees play a large role, and if you are using technology also, then you need to be seeing that, okay, probably earlier they were on register, now they are on a computer. So you have invested in technology by using computers, and all the employees in the organizations are using computer. Is the real productivity increasing or no? Can be a question mark. Yeah, flexibility will have to be roped in to be more productive and profitable. Flexibility in terms of trying to understand what is the type of technology, flexibility in terms of employee using the change, and flexibility in terms of resistance to change when you talk about usage of technology. So once we do all that, I think there is a likely possibility of technology investments being more meaningful, they mean more purposeful for a business. So technology investments are staggering. When I say technology investments are staggering, I mean that we invested a lot, but we have not recovered as a total whole service industry. So the data which I received from one of the researchers is service industries have invested approximately $180 billion in the technology. So service industries have invested roughly $180 billion in the technology. So on an average, if you see the data, today organizations are spending roughly $3,000 per employee per year. $3,000 per employee per year is an investment which a company has to do with regards to technology development. Outstanding services are becoming uncommon. So yesterday also somebody was providing the service, today also somebody is providing service. But when you are talking about outstanding services, they are really becoming uncommon, very, very uncommon. Employees give excuses to the customer saying that there is a problem with the computer, there is a problem with the printer, the telephone line is not getting connected, cards are not getting swiped, during the online payment has not been transferred to the receiver. So there are so many issues here, and technology is blamed. Service industry's operating expenses have incurred dramatically. Another area is that service industry is operating at a very high cost. So if the technology is not actually reducing the cost, it is also it is adding to the cost of operations. Productivity in the sector has shown little growth since 1977. So using technology, but productivity growth in the sector is low. Industrial productivity has increased. So some of the automations which have been happening in the industry, manufacturing. So manufacturing industry has shown increase in the productivity by use of technology, but service industry is still under challenge, and productivity in banking insurance sector has actually declined. So the data says that, I will not say that it is declined in a big way, but there is a slight decline. So one has to be careful here that how can you use technology to optimize your businesses, to optimize your processes and make the businesses more and more profitable.